This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That was Drive You Mad by Amy Shark. You're listening to James, Trisha and Brendan on Sin. And we're excited to have Chris Bernard in the studio. Now, Chris is the founder of Melbourne Soup, a grassroots community initiative that launched earlier this year. They organise soup events that are all about good causes, good food and good people. Chris is originally from Scotland and moved to Melbourne last October after finishing up his master's in social enterprise back home. He started up Melbourne Soup as a way of meeting new people and connect with others interested in doing good. Chris, how are we?
Good morning, good. How are you?
And we'll just clear up that you aren't a soup kitchen.
No, we're not. That's a common misconception. But no, we're not a soup kitchen.
Yeah, well, so what do you do? Tell us, give us a bit of an introduction. Obviously, we've hyped you up here.
So. Yeah. Melbourne Soup, it's a grassroots community of people interested in doing good. And we basically do that through our events. So we have a soup event every 6 weeks, roughly. And at the soup event, you have four presenters. So people in Melbourne with ideas or early stage projects that have some sort of social or environmental benefit. So after the four presentations, everyone in the audience gets a bowl of soup. There's a bit of live music and everyone has a vote. So you vote on one of the presentations. So when you come to the event, you get handed a poker chip and you use that to vote for one of the presentations. And basically the presenter with the most votes goes home with the majority of the ticket money. So yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And what's the response been like from the community?
It's been amazing. Like sitting here sort of 6 months, 7 months into having launched soup, and I didn't think it would be anywhere near the stage it's at now. In terms of, we've done four events so far. We're planning for a fifth one coming up. We've got a team of nine of us working on this, all voluntary, I should add. And the events have just gone from strength to strength. Every event seems to build on the last one and get better. And the most recent event we had, the fourth one, people were really sort of praising the fact that it felt like a community and it felt like they kind of belong to something, which is exactly what we're trying to go for. So, the response has been incredible. We're now up to looking at sort of 80 to 100 people per event, and that's pretty consistent. So, yeah.
And what type of event ideas do people come and present to you?
All sorts. So, it's really interesting the different causes we've had come to us. So just a couple of examples. So the second event we did back in March, we had a couple of guys, they're both current students, and they are starting a social enterprise called Spare Pair. And basically, it's like Tom's, the shoes, if you know Tom's, so but with socks. So they're selling socks, and for every pair they sell, they give an exact duplicate to someone in need on the streets in Melbourne. So there's them. Then we also had Give Back, which is a gleaning initiative. So basically taking volunteers to farms and farming the sort of waste produce. So instead of it being wasted, it gets distributed to other charities around Melbourne. So again, a very different cause. But yeah, we get all sorts, and it's fantastic. I think it's really, it's a great platform for anyone that has an idea or a side hustle bubbling on in the background, but they've never got out to the public and talked about it. They've maybe, you know, consulted with family and friends, and it's a great opportunity for them to just get out there and sort of bear their idea to everyone and get some feedback and connections, because that's ultimately what it's about, is connecting people up, including with the presenters. So yeah,
it sounds fantastic. One of the biggest problems, as you say, for people who have great ideas and potentially great social enterprise ideas is getting over that hump of going from idea to actually creating it. Do you help people? Obviously, you have the opportunity to present your idea, but do you help people as well with getting from idea to presentation stage?
Yeah, so we've actually started doing what we call the pre-soup workshop.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Basically, at the second event, we had an absolutely lovely couple, Daryl and Cleo, who they're basically public speaking consultants, and they came to the event and then they said, how can we help you? And so now they run a pre-soup workshop sort of 10 days out from the event, where we invite all the presenters along and they give their, I guess, presentation, and they get some feedback on that and just general public speaking tips. And as much as anything, I go along and I learn so much from them, because it's, you know, it's things like putting pauses in. It's stuff that you, when you're thinking of a presentation, you want to just get everything out there, but really you want to focus on the delivery and connecting with people and telling that really why you're doing what you're doing. So we do have that sort of bit of training as well that the presenters go through before the event, yeah.
And is there a continuation on? So obviously you're helping to get these enterprises, social enterprises, off the ground. You're getting them a bit of funding to get them on their way. But is there, do you follow their journey closely? Do you continue to work with them?
Yeah, well, the whole thing is like we're building this community and we want them to be a part of it and we want them to continue to be a part of it. So, you know, we invite them back to the next events and we're currently developing a resource for the presenters that's going to map out sort of other support programs that are out there. It's kind of in the back burner just now, but it's being developed and we're going to share that publicly, but we'll share it. You know, we'll have this public version and then we'll have the version that we send to the presenters, which will have like different contacts we have within organizations and say, look, if you want an introduction to someone here, we can facilitate that to you. So, yeah, that's to come. But, yeah, we're thinking about that as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You've got a real community focus. Community has kept on coming up in this conversation. Yep. So can you describe to people who may be interested in coming along to these events just a bit more what it's like to be in the event and around that community?
Yeah, sure. So, you come along, when you turn up, you get handed, as I say, a poker chip with our little soup icon on it. You then, there's a bit of sort of mingling at the start. Everyone then takes a seat and... we have a few different contributors every night. So these are people and organizations that give something towards us that then get an opportunity on the night to stand up for a minute and say what they do. So they're not presenting for the money per se, but they're getting their word out there as well. So typically what I mean by contributing is like helping us at the start of the night, say like set up the chairs, etc., or helping clean up at the end of the night, or baking a cake and bringing that along and sharing that with everyone. So you have a few of those. Then you have the main presentation. So it's the format is four presenters, 4 minutes, then up to four questions from the audience. So there's a bit of audience interaction there as well. And then after that, everyone breaks and there's the soup and potentially cake as well. And then we come back and we actually have a section of the night where we hear from the previous winner. So the previous winner comes back to this event and tells everyone what they've been up to in the sort of past 2 months. And then after that, we have a bit of live music. And during that time, we're counting the votes. So people have voted by that point. And then after the live music, which is always by a Melbourne-based artist, we reveal who the winner is. I don't really like the term winner. I feel like they all, everyone who gets up gets something from the night in terms of connections and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a real, as you say, a real community event. It's a real, shared experience.
Yeah, and that's one thing. We're trying to come up with ways that we can keep engaging people outside of our events because, you know, they're every sort of 6 weeks, 2 months. There's a bit of time in between, which is nice. I think if we did it every month, it would maybe get a bit tiresome for people. And we move them around Melbourne, I should say. So, we've done South Yarra, Paran, Collingwood, North Melbourne. The next one's in Brunswick. So we're moving things around. And we're just launching our own podcast as well. The first episode's literally gone live on Spotify. So the idea with that is that we have conversations with people in our community. So not just the presenters, but attendees as well. And we just catch up with, you know, how they heard about soup, why they came along, what they enjoyed about it, just look to keep engaging with people like that. And so we'll start to record actual content at our events as well, which will hopefully make up that.
And so if people do want to listen to your podcast, what name is it under?
It's just called The Melbourne Soup Podcast. If you type in Melbourne Soup on Spotify, it should be going up on Apple as well. It's live on Spotify as we speak.
Sounds brilliant. So as soon as you've finished our podcast of Get Cereal Each Week, make sure you get around that one as well.
Definitely. And if anyone wants to go to any of your events, where can they find you? And do you have any coming up?
Yeah, so Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. So Facebook and LinkedIn, just Melbourne Soup. And Instagram is @MelbourneSoup_. The next event is actually happening in 10 days' time, so the 15th of September in Brunswick. It's up at YouthWorks, who are a social enterprise, and so they're hosting us for the next one. Yeah,
that sounds absolutely fantastic. Are you happy to stick around after the break to have a bit more of a chat? Because loving this chat so far. We'll get into another song now. A bit of Lover by G Flip. This is an explicit one. Enjoy. That was one of the new tracks from G Flip, Lover. Her album has just come out and it is fantastic. Make sure you get around it. We're still lucky enough to be joined by Chris here in the studio from Melbourne Soup. We've been having a bit of a chat about all the wonderful things your organisation does. So thanks for hanging around.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we'll keep going with the chat for a little bit. How do the presenters at your events usually find out about Melbourne Soup and how do they reach out to be a part of an event?
It's a good question in terms of how they find out about us. A lot of the time, I'm quite active in terms of attending different entrepreneurial and social enterprise sort of events, and I quite often meet people through that, and then get chatting to them, find out a bit about themselves, and if they've got an idea or project, then I kind of nudge them to apply. So there's an application process to become a presenter at Soup, and it's a relatively straightforward application, but yeah, 5 questions that we have, and the way it works is we have a sort of external judging panel, and say we get 7 applicants for an event, the judges rank them 1 to 7, and it kind of works out a score system, and then the top 4 go and go forward to present. But yeah, in terms of how they find out, a lot of the time it is just I kind of meet them and or know them and kind of nudge them towards applying. But having said that, there's been there's always at least one per event who comes and presents that just found us on Facebook or LinkedIn and saw it as an opportunity for them to get out and meet more people.
Yeah, well, given you've said it has such a community focus, it's not surprising that a lot of the people you meet are from within your community, right?
Yeah. And that's great as well. And we've actually seen a couple of examples now where people have come to an event as an attendee and then maybe have come to a couple and then have got forward and ended up presenting. So at the last event, we had a couple of guys, Chris and Simon, who have started this project called the 100 Coffee Movement. Essentially, they met at a job interview, actually, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
And then a couple of weeks later, Melbourne Soup 2 was on, and they didn't know each other was going to it, but they both came along to it. They reconnected, and they've came to Soup 3 and then ended up presenting at Soup 4. So that's a really cool story for us as well, having, you know, they kind of reconnected at one of our events and ended up, you know, a couple of events later actually getting up and presenting. So that's a good story from our
Success
community
story.
As well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Do you think that young people care about social enterprise? And more importantly, is it something that they should be caring about?
Absolutely. Young people definitely do care about this sort of stuff. I think, you know, there's a lot of injustice going on in the world and everyone's kind of like going through, you know, whether it's studying or working and wondering what can I do? What's my angle on this? What can I contribute? And, you know, grassroots sort of social enterprise and social business is a real way that people can actually get involved. So you can get involved as a consumer a lot of the time by purchasing products from social enterprises, or you can actually get involved by, you know, volunteering or actually becoming, you know, part of the team, like, you know, staff at social enterprises. Well, I think there's a lot of opportunities, and for me, the wording around it all is always about being the entrepreneur, being the founder. And I think that's you know, it's might connect with some people, but I think for the majority of people, that's just not going to be them. And so what Soup does is it kind of shows that the presenters that get up, a lot of the time they're really nervous, and this is the first time they've got up and kind of spoke in public. And it's more so about just being at an event like Soup is about knowing how you can contribute and having that thought while these people are up presenting. It's like, well, I could introduce you to this person I know, or I could get involved and volunteer at one of your events or something. And I think young people definitely do care about this stuff, and they just need more avenues and I guess more awareness raising, because I don't think a lot of people actually know, like, sort of what social enterprise is. I think people have this binary in their head of like charity on the one side and business on the other, and there's this very blurred line, which is great. And I think the more people that can come along to events like Soup, then the more people that can learn about other people around them that are starting off things, or even just have ideas, because some people come to us and, you know, it's still an idea, they've not really got cracking with it yet, and they just need that that more people around them to sort of get that pushed off the starting blocks.
And, you know, it's all about those small acts, right? A lot of us, we think that it has to be big acts, big dramatic acts that change lives. But of course, it's just the small things like going along to these events that can often make a big difference. An example, of course, being Thank You Water is a big example of that.
Yep.
But it's fantastic to hear the work that you're doing. We might jump into one of my favorite segments here on the show now. Are you happy to join in, Chris?
Sure.
This one's Clickbait Frenzy. We do play it each time we have a guest in that's happy to hang around for it. So essentially, we go through a few of the biggest clickbait headlines that I've found around the internet, because I love clickbait. But I don't like the actual stories. They're often quite dull. Instead, I like getting the panel in here, whoever it may be, to have a bit of a look and see what they think happens next in these stories. So today we start off with a picture of a small child looking glum with a bunch of toys, and it says, "Don't buy my kids more toys, try this instead." What do you reckon, James?
Well, I reckon give them money, because they'll appreciate it more when they're older. And they won't appreciate it when you give it to them, but I'm sure when they're looking at a car in about 15 years' time, they'll certainly look back at the money you gave them and be like, "Thank God you gave me some money."
That's a very serious answer from you.
Yeah.
It's quite unlike you.
A bit stuck.
What about you, Chris? You got one for us?
I mean, it's absolutely a recruitment ad. So it's, you're going to click on that and then suddenly you'll be in this portal where you need to upload your CV, I think.
I love it.
What about you, Trisha? Got anything for us?
She never does.
Just lock them outside and have fun.
yeah, that's right. Try locking them outdoors. No, look, I reckon it's something along the lines of, "Don't buy my kids more toys, buy them tickets to Melbourne Soup."
Whoa.
Sneaky plug there.
We didn't rehearse that.
That was cheeky. Man. That was very cheeky, man.
But it's a much better contribution to society. Of course, the actual answer is buy them experiences. So I'm not too far off the mark. It's, for once, that's actually a headline I agree with. I think experiences last longer than the toys. I've got a whole pile of toys that I can promise you I don't use anymore. Well, sitting back in a cupboard somewhere. Oi, oi, oi. All right, next one. A 2-year study of more than 5,000 people shows this one activity destroys your emotional and physical health.
Oh, it's obviously Zumba, isn't it?
Why Zumba?
I don't know. I feel like Zumba is just one of those activities that they think is really promotional and good for it, and it actually isn't.
Radio.
I was going to go the other way. I was going to say like a death metal mosh pit.
I love it.
I'm just imagining a researcher like doing some studies on that. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
A 2-year study as well. Yeah.
2 years just in the mosh pit. Oh no, I'm a cripple.
Trisha.
Well, my mental health is destroyed by the football, so I'm going to say that people that go to the footy every week.
Ah, you stole mine. Yeah.
Did you really?
It is not good for you, especially if your team loses a lot.
Oh, trust me.
And all those, you know, substances that might be involved as well. Look, the one for me is video gaming. Having gone back home earlier this week and played my brother in some intense soccer games on the gaming platform. Oh my goodness, it gets pretty rowdy. Let's put it that way. Emotionally and
physically
destroying. Few
controllers thrown around.
It got close. Ooh. Yeah, sometimes it can almost come to blows. But anyway, this one, of course, the answer is Facebook. Apparently Facebook both
physical
destroys
health,
your emotional and physical health. I think it's because both all the scrolling along, but also that you're hunched over looking at your screen, your eyes, you know,
Your posture wouldn't be too great, would it? Yeah.
No, and apparently, I don't know, there's been lots of studies going around as well, and I think they've been disproven, debunked, but that it's also changing the way our necks are sort of, and our skulls are structured, because we hunch forward so much, but there's a bit of conjecture about that.
I'll admit I'm a huncher.
Yeah, you are a bit of a huncher, but we love you anyway, James. It's okay. And the final one, what happens when you drink a gallon of water a day, with a picture of someone with a gallon of water? Surprise, surprise.
You turn into a water balloon and you may pop.
Chris, got anything for us?
I was going to go, you turn into a frog or something.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
A transformation. Yeah. Trisha?
You're really I'm looking at the picture. She looks like she's doing yo-yo.
So what, you start doing more yoga?
Yeah, it motivates you to be a little bit more active. I don't know. No, you know what my mind automatically went to, and James is going to be like, but the fishes jump in your mouth and they go swimming in you and they live in you.
You become a human aquarium.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. You become a human aquarium.
I have heard scary stories about like leeches being drunk and then growing inside of you, so you're not that far off the mark.
Imagine you had like a glass little thing on your belly and you could see the fishes.
Well, I'm not happy about that.
Trisha would love to be pregnant with fishes.
You're not wrong.
We do have a big Finding Nemo fan here in the studio. I don't know if I can really top that. I mean, I think you'd start to feel a bit wobbly, wouldn't you? You'd start to become full of water. You'd shake your belly and you'd hear the water go from side to side. It'd be like being on a ship or something. But no, the answer is apparently you pee a lot and not a whole lot else.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, well, that's underwhelming, but
that's literally the whole point of the segment, right?
I like human aquarium.
Anyway, Chris, it was a pleasure to have you on the studio this morning.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
One more time for our listeners, if they want to get involved with your fantastic initiative, Melbourne Soup, when's the next event? Where can they find information?
Yeah, so next event, Sunday the 15th of September, so 10 days' time, which is happening up in Brunswick. So it's a 5 p.m. start, so it's usually Sunday evening, these events. If you want to find out more, we're on Facebook and LinkedIn as Melbourne Soup, and Instagram is Melbourne Soup_.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us.
We have Superhero by Law. You're listening to James, Trisha and Brendan on Sin.
I hear what you did there. Superhero.
Puns.
Melbourne Superhero. Let's get into it.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.